Morning, Bill Reed here at the National Hurricane Center. 11 o'clock, an update on our Hurricane Irene as it approaches the North Carolina coast. Irene has changed very little since the last advisory. Current wind speeds are 105 miles an hour, but more importantly, they extend out 90 miles from the center to the north, and tropical storm force winds some 250 miles to the north. And as you can see on this satellite image, the first large rain bands from Hurricane Irene are now approaching the coast of North Carolina. We have hurricane warnings up for the Carolina coast, for the Chesapeake Bay south of Drum Point, right up through the Delmarva on the east coast of the United States, including Delaware Bay, to Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Hurricane watch from Sandy Hook to the Merrimack. The onset of the conditions, as I said, will begin this afternoon along the coast. The hurricane force winds will reach the coast either late tonight or early tomorrow. The exact location where the center will cross the coast is still not completely certain, but the areas from Cape Lookout to Hatteras and all the coastal areas in between are right in the path of where we think the center will go. Storm surge of 6 to 11 feet is now forecast in portions of the Sounds and along the coast. And then on top of that, on the coast, you'll have the large battering waves. 4 to 8 foot storm surge is possible in the Tidewater area and the eastern shore of extreme southern Delmarva. Right now we're looking at 3 to 6 feet of storm surge along the immediate coast up through the Jersey Shore, along again with the tremendous beach erosion and the high battering waves. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. advisory.